In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we celebrate one of the apparitions of our dear Mother, Blessed Virgin Mary. An apparition means that Virgin Mary shows herself, that is, appears to someone. And since God loves so much the innocent and the humble and simple of heart, he chose Saint Bernadette, or rather Mary chose Saint Bernadette Soubirous, a young humble maiden of little education, to whom she appeared to talk about her concern and message of urgent repentance. It was in the year 1858 that Mary appeared to this little shepherd girl in a distant grotto in the French mountain foothills. And she appeared during her apparitions to the humble and the most hidden from the world, not only at Lourdes, but also every time she has appeared, she has chosen the one who like to be hidden from the world and who loves solitude and silence. Because it is in the hearts of simple souls that God works his greatest wonders and wonders of grace. So you children should take a good lesson from this, that it is for those simple ones whom Mary loves the most, and you should also to learn to love solitude and silence as Our Lady did when she lived here on earth. At Lourdes, the Mother of God offered a message of hope, warning, and consolation, but especially she urged mankind to return to the love of her divine Son. And to return the love of Jesus, we do mainly by prayer, penance, and reparation for sins. Our Lenten theme, it truly is reparation, and that means, most of all, that we have to be sorry for our sins and learn to love Jesus daily more and more. And at Lourdes, our Blessed Mother pleaded not just the Frenchmen, but all the nations of the world to do penance. And she emphasized that penance and loving Jesus should be done every single day of our lives. We need to do reparation for sins, and our aim in doing that in honor of Mary is to console Mary's Immaculate Heart and also the Sacred Heart of her Divine Son. If we stay fervent and faithful in loving Jesus, Our Lady has promised that we will get to heaven one day. Our Lady did not promise to that shepherd girl, Saint Bernadette, happiness in this life, but she definitely promised that the happiness would be waiting for her in heaven. Today is also the anniversary of the ordination of our own Father McKenna, and you should today, of course, pray for him, but also to think how great and beneficial and wonderful gift of God it is to have a priest and to have priests in the midst of you. In the proper last gospel of today, which is that of gospel of the Lenten day of today, we admire the faith of centurion who was so humble that he believed and trusted that only Jesus's mere word would heal his beloved servant. And as the centurion showed trust and love and respect for Jesus, you children need to always be grateful to Father McKenna and for all of your priests that God has sent him and us to you to take care of you, to heal you, to take away your sins and making sure that you go to heaven. And Father McKenna, he travels many thousands of miles to bring sacraments to people so that they also could go to heaven. You children who go to Mass every day, you probably don't think it often, but there are so many people in this country and in the world who don't have the benefits of daily Mass, and sometimes not even the benefits of the Sunday Mass. The life in this world is sometimes pretty dangerous and sometimes sad, filled with sadness as well. And how consoling is the thought that God has sent us priests to take away our sins, to heal us, to realize that we have truly made sin towards God, of which we must do reparation and penance, but that he has also promised to take away our sins when we confess them to the priest and make us again and again his children by participating to the holy sacrament of the Eucharist. What would become of those people if Father McKenna would not travel all those thousands of miles to provide them sacraments, if they would not have a priest who would absolve them from their sins and who would not say Mass for them when they are in need of strength and consolation? The life of a priest is truly something which looks like the life of Christ, taking away of sins and saying Holy Mass and bringing heaven and the chance of winning heaven to the people. I recently read a nice poem of someone named Katie Watkins Furman, and in that poem she called the priest the portal in this world through whom a Christ comes in the midst of us. On this blessed feast day of Virgin Mary and and in the anniversary feast of our own Father McKenna, remember how great a gift was first the life of Blessed Virgin to us, and then how great and consoling gift is the every single Holy Mass your priests say to you. And I'll conclude of a reading a few paragraphs from this poem, which should make you truly appreciate the life and sacrifices of the priest. The priest, the portal in this world, through which the Christ will pass, unfolding like a snow-white rose in priestly hands at Mass. His sacrifice no equal knows, his value beyond cost. For with him we have everything, without him we are lost. God bless you. In the name